Welcome to the Business of Show Business with me, Jamie Boddy. I'm joined by industry experts and up-and-coming creatives as we unpack the skills, stories, and side hustles behind the entertainment and creative industries. So if you are ready to thrive and not just survive in showbiz and the arts and culture sector, you're in the right place. And just like that, season 5 comes to an end of the Business of Show Business podcast. But do not worry, I am already prepping season 6. So if there's a topic you want me to dive deep into or to have a certain expert on, let me know. Send me a DM on any of the social media channels for the Business of Show Business. But we can't end this season without a recap, because we had 10 industry professionals who shared so much insight and knowledge. So let's do a little recap. On episode 1, we spoke to the man in finance himself, Adam Lyons, who's gone from a West End performer to a viral content creator. He shared that you need to treat your creative career as a business, not just a hobby. Talent may help open doors, but it's your professionalism and how you operate as a business that will get you in the room or in those meetings. Learn how to pitch yourself like a business, identify what you're selling, and get your brand in front of the people that are buying what you're selling. Create consistently, but be authentic. Some of his greatest viral videos come from the videos he almost didn't post. He wasn't sure if it would resonate with his audience, but when he drilled down to it, it was authentic to who he was and what he wanted to do. So be authentic and be consistent. Make your social media your portfolio. And that doesn't mean you need 50,000 followers. It just means that that is now a visual representation of your skills and your brand. I always say social media is like Marmite, whether you love it or hate it. If you are a freelance creative, you need to be on at least one social media platform. But in reality, multiple social media platforms, because people are buying your skills all over the shop. So make sure that you get your presence out there. Another key takeaway he had was to stay versatile and keep moving. Do not just sit there and wait for your big break. He created so many opportunities by just picking up his phone, getting some dancers in a room, conceptualizing an idea and filming it there and then and sending it out. So keep moving. That big break isn't going to come and find you. You have to go and find the work or create the work. On episode 2, we spoke to Chloe Nelken from Chloe Nelken Consulting, who is a leading PR here in London. One of her key takeaways is that PR is about presence, not promises. You cannot promise that PR will be picked up by every publication, but if you build authentic relationships, nurture those relationships, you are more likely to get that story across the line. So it's about that brand perception. Another thing Chloe said, and it's something I also say, is that your social media is your shop front. Similar to what Adam said, but people are looking at your social media now. People buy into brands that they know, like, and trust. And social media is a great way to get in front of new audiences. I always say in my sessions and with clients, if you're in a theatre, you can only perform to the size of that auditorium. However, if you have a strong online presence, you can perform to thousands, if not even more. So make sure your shop front looks nice and glossy. Networking can be an icky word, but Chloe really broke it down that networking is the long game. You want to make relationships that have that ripple effect. It's not always about being reactive and in that moment. So networking, relax, take the pressure off. Not every interaction has to be an instant job. You're thinking about the long game. Do they know who you are? Are you unpacking your brand? Are you listening? Are you asking authentic, engaged questions to find out who they are as well and maybe how you can help them? So it's a two-way conversation there. Know how to pitch yourself. So with Chloe, she is always pitching to clients, pitching new shows, new artworks, new exhibitions. It's the same for you as an actor, singer, dancer, or freelance creative. You need to know how to pitch yourself. A great way to do that is to listen to all the seasons of the Business of Show Business podcast, because I talk about how to pitch yourself and getting your brand in front of the right people. On episode 3 of season 5 of the Business of Show Business podcast, we spoke to Sally Frith, who literally swung into the studio before going on that night to appear in Evita in the West End. Sally has that amazing parallel career of being an accountant as well as a performer. Sally's first piece of advice was, do not fear your finances, just face them head on. Financial literacy is freedom. There's that saying, tax doesn't need to be taxing, and she literally unpacked it so well. First of all, figure out if you need an accountant or not, and then start keeping those receipts. Start that spreadsheet. Or if you have got an accountant, speak to them, but do not leave it to last minute to then think, I'll do my taxes now. Get ahead of it and you will feel relaxed. Another key takeaway, which kind of springboards off that, is have a side hustle that fulfills you. It can also, yes, give you financial freedom, fabulous, but also there's something else, another itch to scratch to keep you going. So whether that is being an accountant, being a PT, baking cakes, whatever it is, have a side hustle that fulfills you. And also, if it can, give you an additional income. Sally also spoke about being authentic. She mentioned how early on in her career, she took some advice from someone else in the industry with what she thought the industry wanted. So she dressed in a certain way, presented in a certain way, sung certain songs, but actually being authentic will help you get in the room or will help you secure that job. What is your USP? So be authentic to who you really are. Having toured and been in the West End, Sally mentioned about making sure that you look after your body and your mind. Your body is your vessel as a creative, whether you are singer, actor, dancer, whatever it is. So make sure that you take care of your body and your mind. Episode 4 of Season 5 of the Business of Show Business podcast, I was joined by Alan Hawke, who, much like Sally, had literally swung into the podcast studio before going on to appear in the West End musical, The Great Gatsby, that evening. One of my key takeaways from Alan was when he signed with a new agent, and he gave this amazing story about how an agent basically laid out his career in front of him and said, why did you take that? Have you ever not taken a job? And basically, come down to, he'd only ever taken jobs by that point because they were presented to him, which maybe took his career in a certain way. So it was actually taking jobs that serve you and your values and get you towards your goals. Do not just take a job because you think the industry expects that of you. As someone who's been a swing, a resident director, Alan spoke about keeping your ego in check. So whether you are a standby, understudy or cover, just keep your ego in check. Go on, do what you've signed up for and do it 100% every night. Speaking about that and covers and swing, he said, be prepared, research, find songs that you can sing at any point in your audition process. So whether you've been outside since 6 a.m. before an open call, is it a song that you can do? Have you researched who's on the panel? Have you researched who's casting the actual shows you want to do? As they say, failure to prepare is preparation for failure. So always make sure you research. And Alan ended the podcast episode talking a lot about collaboration and particularly The Great Gatsby, about how nice it was to work with a team that were moving forward all towards the same goal. So again, be in the rooms with people you want to work with. For me, it's those three P's. If a job is good for its pay, good for the project, good for the people, and it hits at least two of those, I'll do the job. Think about who you're working with and is it getting you close up towards your goal? For episode 5, I was joined by TV, film and commercial casting agent Bailey Francis. Bailey, much like me, used to be a dancer. So again, that's a huge advocate for those transferable skills. One of the key takeaways I took from her was how she really broke down how effective an email can be and should be. She gets hundreds of emails a day and she literally said, do not write me a long email and literally unpack your brand and USP within those first couple lines. Who are you? Remember that who, what, where, and why? What are your skills? Who are you? What do you need? Make sure you utilize your email signature so you've got your headshot in there and that all links are clickable. As I've mentioned before in the podcast, that email is that first handshake. So do make sure that you are doing a firm handshake, but leave them wanting a bit more. But again, be concise and be short with your emails. She is a product of hustling. Transitioning from dance into casting, she had little connections and also had some transferable skills, but didn't have that much experience in casting, but she hit the ground running. She picked up the phone, she sent those emails, she went to networking events. So hustle, guys, and the hustle will pay off. I've already kind of touched on this, but again, as an advocate of transferable skills, I just want to hit home that she spoke as well about how those skills from her dance days worked in this field of casting, whether it was picking up and retaining information quickly, being confident enough to pick up that phone or to go to events. So there's so many transferable skills. So please remember that your value is more than the time you spend in a rehearsal room or on stage. With social media, she said connection over perfection. So again, casting directors do use social media potentially to find someone or to help solidify why they should bring them in the room. So they want to see an authentic brand online. So again, think of that, connection over perfection. Next up is Jack Greaves, who's not only a performer, but he's an entrepreneur and launched West End Tales. He is a big advocate that performer skills are also business skills, from holding a room to resilience to punctuality, and understand that these skills are not exclusive. So you can use those, whether you've got a side passion or you're just trying to progress further in the arts, understand again that your value is more than just the stage time. This came up quite a lot with guests on this season of the Business of Show Business podcast, and that is to step outside your comfort zone. I'm always a big advocate of that risk versus reward. Often on the other side of risk is the reward that you really want. So this is your wake-up call to just do it. Know your why. Quite often, if you are a performer or an entrepreneur and you're feeling a bit stuck or a bit lost, Jack says, remember your why. That should always drive forward every decision for your business. So again, if you are feeling a bit stagnant or not sure what to do, take a moment, take a beat, and just remember why you started in the first place. Next up, we had Chelsea Labadini talking all things fitness, as again, someone who was a dancer, but has used those skills to transition into being an online fitness coach. One key point she said was train for longevity, not the superficially. So don't just work out little bits here and there or eat what you think you're meant to eat if it's not actually fueling your body for the long days ahead. And you want to train so you have a sustainable career and minimize injury. She spoke about how that dancer mindset really helps to build grit. We literally suffer from rejection all the time. You might not even hear back from an email. You've gone into a casting, had to do something absolutely ridiculous, and then you're cut and you never hear from them again. So she said the grit and the tenacity that comes from being an onstage performer will do you well in other areas of the industry and even beyond. Show up online even when it's uncomfortable. She spoke very candidly about how her business doesn't have as much uptake if she's not posting regularly online. So whether you feel a little bit of that ick or that cringe, post. Get out there. Someone is looking for your content. Do not void the world of your talent and your skills. One of my other key takeaways I want to leave you with is invest in yourself and the accountability. So whether you do have a coach, someone to keep you on track, or you just have clearly defined goals, accountability is so important for you achieving what you want and to build the career that you deserve. Next up was Sam Marlowe, who is a theatre critic and reviews editor at The Stage newspaper. She preaches to the choir when it's a no is not a no. And what I mean by that is that whole saying of rejection is redirection. So whether you are an actor who's leaving the industry and you want to use those skills elsewhere, much like she did, going from acting to journalism, or you've had that no, but at least you got an email back where you got in the room. That is success. So working out, how is that rejection redirection? And again, kind of similar to what Chelsea does, but building that grit. I think that thick skin we get as performers will do you so well in every other industry. Dare to be original. Don't just play it safe. Yes, there will be times when you go with a more generic option of producing this show or writing a script that's similar to this, but the world needs art all the time. Consumer habits are changing, so be daring, be bold, don't just play it safe. And I think that's the same with any goals we set in the industry. You've got to kind of dare, haven't you? You've got to kind of push beyond your comfort level to get to where you want to be. Very similar to what Bailey said, keep everything short, snappy and concise. She gets multiple emails a day from not only PRs, but people who have written a new show or produced a show and they want a journalist to go on down and to review it or to pick it up for news. How are you going to sift through all those emails? So how does your email stand out? Everything from your subject line to the short body of text down to your email signature. Be concise, be snappy, guys. She broke down really well how her skills and her mindset as an actor were transferable. So dissecting text, reading body language, all of those skills really helped her as a journalist, as a theatre critic, kind of looking at a play through the mind of an actor or producer. So again, those transferable skills are key. Next up, we had Constance Devonay Lawrence, who's a prima ballerina who had not long appeared in Prime Video's A Twirl. If you haven't seen it yet, do check it out. And if you've seen the old school film Centre Stage, it was very reminiscent of that. One thing I loved about her story is that a casting director went to go and see a production of Coppelia that she was in. So Constance had an audition for A Twirl. Casting process had already started, but a casting director associate saw her in a show, spoke to her after and said, can you send us your digital packet? She sent her showreel, her headshots, her dance photos. She got booked directly on the show from someone seeing her on stage, and then her online presence matched the in-person and it booked her the job. So I think one of the key takeaways is make sure your digital presence is strong and that your digital offering is on point and current to you and your brand and your skill set. Be a smart dancer was something she spoke about quite a lot, having been someone who was a company dancer at the Scottish Ballet for many years before going freelance. So be a smart dancer, know where you fit in, know what your goals are and how people or jobs can help you get towards that goal. And I don't just mean be so hyper-focused that you don't see other opportunities or you don't stop to enjoy it, but think of yourself as that business and work out what can help you progress further to where you want to be. Get camera confident, do it now. So whether you are a dancer who wants to break into TV or film or an actor, fresh grad, pick up that phone, start filming, work out, landscape, portrait, vertical dramas are on the rise. Do you need a showreel that is of a vertical size as well as obviously of that landscape? Work out what the DOP does, what a lighting does, understand everything about filming because it's not going anywhere, whether it's a social media campaign or a TV or a film job that you're applying for. Feel comfortable behind a camera and also know what the whole camera team does. try everything. She said, whether you do horse riding, dance, accents, try it all. And if it's good, put it on your spotlight and in your packet. Casting directors need people with certain skills. Do not make them have to scroll to try and find what you have to offer. So try it. If you like it and you get to a good level, put it on your spotlight. This could be your superpower, even a driving license. Whack it on there. And last but not least, with episode 10 of the Business of Show Business podcast, season 5 was with Broadway and New York-based choreographer Courtney Ortez. So Courtney is a dancer, dance educator, and adjudicator. We met many years ago dancing for Royal Caribbean. One key thing was understanding that there is power that comes with no. Do not say yes to everything if it takes away your time or your energy. Yes, you may have to say yes to a lot starting out early in your career, but the older you get in, the more you realize what you want, who you like to work with, and projects you want to be involved with, there is such a power with saying no. It's been said a lot throughout the season, but another point is that your social media is your showreel. It's your business card, it's your CV. So your brand has those ripples beyond just the room that you're in. Same with your social media. People are looking into you. Do they know, like, and trust who you are? And especially in the dance world, your social media can book you jobs straight off the bat. One of the biggest points I think that she touched upon is that your creativity needs to be credited. She unfortunately became a victim of plagiarism when she discovered that one individual had stolen multiple pieces of her choreography and then taught it in another country and passed it off as their own. They made the same concept videos. If you go onto her personal social media, she will see that she's put her videos side by side with theirs. And then she uncovered that not only were they stealing her choreography, they were stealing choreography from people from all over the world. So just make sure that you are protected. If someone has used your artwork, your dance, your voice, you want to be paid for that. Obviously, if it's someone from class and you're okay with it, obviously have those discussions. But please make sure that your creativity is protected. So that's a wrap on season 5. As I said, season 6 is in development. So if there's a topic you want me to deep dive into and crack open, or there's an individual you particularly want on, send me a DM. And do not forget, whether you listen or watch your podcast, make sure to subscribe and review. See you in 2026.